The Natural Nurse with Ellen Kamai and Dr. Z, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome once again to another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. And we bring you Progressive Radio Network's The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. So join us live at that time, and that would be great. You can call in with your questions as well. But in addition, what's so exciting about Progressive Radio Network is that you can call in, or rather visit us online anytime. You can just go to Progressive Radio Network and then go to Archives and then go to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. It's listed under T for that. Many people have told me they've searched the archives for the show and they looked under Natural Nurse and they didn't find it. But, well, perhaps we'll recommend that they move it up to that point, but it is under The Natural Nurse. In addition, there's a long list of excellent, excellent shows, the best progressive radio, the best progressive internet site, and you will find information on anything that interests you with the progressive point of view, which is so rare nowadays, unfortunately, in the media. So today we'd like to bring on board our guest, Sandy Athey. Sandy has over 20 years of experience as a professional intuitive. Sandy knows how to use the power of insight to gain better understanding of the motivations that drive human behavior. Sandy will share knowledge today gained over many years of instruction from traditional Native American teachers and leaders of diverse religious organizations. So thank you for joining us today, Sandy, on The Natural Nurse.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I see that you are a very busy person. I'm looking at your website.
Oh, great.
Sandy Athey, that's sandiathey.net. And, you know, you have a lot of interesting information up there.
Thank you.
How did you, I mean, obviously you didn't always really promote your gifts as an intuitive. You were in the corporate world. So tell us what led you to where you are today.
Go to the Psychic Sandy page, Ellen. Okay. And there's a short couple paragraphs about my story. It's a very interesting story. I was a corporate executive. I was with an insurance company and living, you know what I mean, Ellen, the normal life. You know what I mean by that. You know, just going along, and I was married and had a house and a business and all of that. And one night I had a death experience where I literally went to the other side and was told to go back, which I didn't really want to. I argued with the creator at length and said, no, I love it out here. It's nice. But he said, I'm going to send you back with this gift, and I want you to help with this gift. And I, you know, it's really an interesting thing when you try to describe the other side, because it's not linear as it is here. It's a very different experience. But all of this came to me at once, and I came back and was very, very ill afterwards. You're reading what happened. And I had everything from post-traumatic stress to suicide attempts, because I wanted to go back to the other side. And the way it happened was very traumatic as well. And I had a lot of physical injuries and mental injuries, just on every level. So I decided to go off and go on my own healing adventure and learn how to heal all of this. And I've worked with so many wonderful people, doctors, acupuncturists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and the spiritual leaders, the Native American teachers, lots of diverse religious organizations. And then I found myself sharing and giving it back. And now I've been on the radio and television and doing lots of different things in the media for, I guess, about 12 years now, since about the year 2000. So it took me about 10 years to really understand the healing process and to apply it. And then the last 10 years have been really tweaking it and giving it back and giving, sharing the knowledge that I've acquired with others and helping them on their journey.
Well, it looks like you put it together beautifully also in a way that's very easy to follow.
Thank you for that.
SandyHappy.net, which can be inspirational to others. Now, you used some interesting words because I would say I function in that reality all the time because you talked about the non-linear aspect of the information that you got during your death experience. And by the way, it's interesting to me you call it death experience, not near death experience. Why?
I was definitely dead. That's why I do call it a death experience, because I really was dead, and I knew I was dead when the pain stopped. I was in, well, you saw what happened to me, because that's up on there as well. Mm-hmm. And for all the listeners out there, I will, you know, be happy to share that, because it is a big part of the story, is I was attacked and strangled to death by a serial rapist. And I knew I was dead, and he knew I was dead. I could hear all of his thoughts, and I came back and worked with the FBI and the profilers and helped to, I didn't help to put him away. I was the one that put him away. So that was a huge part of why the Creator sent me back, too. And I knew it when I was dead. I knew I was dead. I knew that I was going to be given this gift. I knew that I was going to put this rapist away. And it's not like you hear or you see. It's you become part of the universe. And one of the first things I noticed when I was over there was that I was the same person. That's what was so fascinating to me. I was like, wow, I'm exactly the same. I have the same personality, the same everything. I just didn't have my body. And I knew, I kind of pat myself down a little bit when I was over there, and I said, what the heck is going on? I feel different. I don't have any pain. And, of course, based on what was happening to me in the moment, obviously I was in a lot of pain. And I went, wow, I don't have any more pain. And then I said, I'm dead. I knew I was dead. It just as if you know that you're wearing a blue hat. I knew I was dead.
And as I'm sure you know by now, many people who have the same experience have a very similar description. And that, to me, is very confirmational in terms of the reality of what you're talking about. In addition, the deeper we get into things like quantum physics and science, the more we're able to actually describe and scientifically confirm that nonlinear holographic reality that you tapped into.
And it's amazing out there. There was a young boy on the Today Show this morning. I got a call early this morning that said, wake up, put on the Today Show. There was this boy who was 7 years old, and he was there with his parents, and he had had a death experience on a table when he was in surgery. And he wrote a book saying, Heaven is Real. That's the name of the book. Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
And he talks about how he met his grandfather over there and how he saw animals, and he saw everybody with wings. I thought that was adorable. He saw everybody with wings because he was a little boy, and he had the same type of description. We all do, because that's the way it is. If you have 10 people go to Hawaii, they might tell you about the palm trees or about the wonderful Kona coffee. You'll get some different descriptions of it. So he saw people with wings, and I didn't see that. But not everyone that goes to Hawaii gives you the same description, but they give you the same description.
The same feeling tone.
Exactly. Yeah. It's beautiful there. There was water. It was an island. And so we all have the same basic description. And you're right, science is catching up with spirituality now. And on my website, there's also a Science and Spirit link. I do a show with Tony Pan, who's a meteorologist, and we explore the science and spirit of these questions.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's
it's wonderful, really conversational. Really fun.
Yeah, because it is so true, especially because you describe the fact that you have studied with many spiritual healers, Native Americans as well as other traditions. And I think one thing I have found doing the same is that we have much more in common than we have differences when we look at the real sort of core beliefs within all spiritual traditions.
Yeah, that's the truth. One of my favorite, besides, of course, the Cherokee and the Native American, was I still do, he's a great friend of mine, Father John, and he's with the Catholic Church. And he traveled with Mother Teresa for years and still goes. He's in his mid-80s, Ellen, he's so neat. He travels all over the world and does retreats for Mother Teresa's order, you know, the order of the nuns. And he's an amazing resource for information. And Mother Teresa was, you know, amazing in what she did. And she's all about the forgiveness. Because if you go down on my site, below where the radio shows are listed, there are some links there to forgiveness. There's also one to intuition about how we're all psychic and we all have this gift.
Well,
you don't have to go to the other side and to get it.
That is a great topic, and you teach a lot about this. So why don't we share that with our listeners? Because just like somebody might be born, let's say, with big biceps versus someone else who's weaker initially, we can all build them up by very specific exercises. So you discuss how anyone can develop and work with their own intuition.
Thank you. That's my favorite thing to teach. I've done it in the colleges in this area, and it's my favorite thing. I feel like a fairy godmother, and I like to take the wand and go ping and help people to wake up to their own gift. And that's what's so exciting, because we all have it, whether we express it through artwork or music. Whatever inspires you is where the gift comes from, is where that intuition comes from, that psychic ability. And police call it a hunch. We call it women's intuition. There are lots of different names for it, but it's really all the same thing. And it's really fun and exciting when you have yours honed and you're cruising with it, because then you know exactly what to do all the time for yourself and for others.
Right. And as you say there, that some people listening may think this is kind of a new age discussion, but this has really been throughout time.
It's really old age. You're absolutely right about that. I don't really consider myself new age, especially after learning and working with the Native Americans. That's very, very old tradition. And this has been around. That's how they knew how to do everything, Ellen. They use their intuition. They use their connection to the Creator and to Earth Mother to know when to move the tribe or when to go hunting, when to do everything. They use the moon, they use the earth, they use the signals from the animals. And that is what I'm talking about here, is understanding the signals and the omens, whatever you want to call them, the direction to go in and really getting back in touch. It's more about remembering than it is about learning.
Well,
because
I really believe if you pay attention to things that go on in the day, everything that people call coincidences, they'll go, oh, that's so strange. This person, I was just thinking about them, and they called.
Right.
Well, that word coincidence is like two incidences that are connected.
Oh, I love that. The
rather
word,
than,
right.
Yeah. Rather
that,
than that,
that correspond
not.
With each other. The incidences that correspond.
So
sure.
How would you suggest somebody, I mean, is there a little exercise we can do on air that people can check in with their own intuition?
Yes. Get very quiet. And that doesn't necessarily mean stop what you're doing. Or, you know, you can do the dishes, you can clean, you can do a lot of things, but be quiet inside. And I think a lot of people in this culture of the world today, we have a challenge being quiet and being settled. because there's so many things that are distracting us. There are, you know, there are computers and Blackberries and, you know, you name it. There are television shows and there are all kinds of things. And that quietness is where you get that aha. You know what I mean, Ellen, right? That aha moment. You just sit back and you get quiet for a moment. And then you'll know exactly what to do, especially if you're trying to make a decision or if you feel that you're in a hurry and you can't get everything done. You slow it down. And this is quantum physics. I love that you brought that up. This is quantum physics. The slower, and I'm going to use an example of the tree because I go to nature and I love the earth. The deeper the roots are in a tree, the higher it can reach to the sky. It's a natural scientific fact. So if you think of yourself as the roots and you really quiet yourself and you slow down your vibration, then you actually are raising your vibration all at the same time. And the Native Americans call this a hollow bone, where the energy from the earth flows up through you, the energy from creation flows down through you, and it creates an axis. Just like the earth has an axis that it revolves around, that's our axis, is this hollow bone. And you create that by getting very still and setting your intention of pulling in the energy from the earth and pulling the energy down from the creation. And on my site, I do have the connecting exercise, not only verbally, but I also, you can hear it audibly. You can just click on it on the, I think it's connecting to the universe on that link. And you can hear me. You just reach up, tell them who you are, Creator, Father, whatever you want to call it, the Force, God, whatever you resonate with. As you said, it's all the same thing. Tell him who you are. This is your daughter, Sandy. This is your daughter, Ellen. Please fill me with what I need. And that's really all you have to ask for, because the creation knows exactly what you need. And then you reach down for the grounding wire. You reach down for the roots of the tree, and you connect to the earth. And you let her know who you are. This is your daughter, Sandy. This is your daughter, Ellen. Please fill us with what we need. And that energy will move up through you. And that's how you create the hollow bone. It's very, very simple. It's non-denominational. And it's easy. And it's effective. Very, very effective.
Like you said, the difficulty comes very often when people have to make a choice. Like, let's say they're thinking of purchasing property. And it feels right in terms of the new property they're thinking about, but they still feel connected to where they're living now.
Sure.
It's difficult to leave because there's the inertia of facing a move. And then with the earth being in the uproar that it's in now, doesn't
yes.
that make people worry about making a change since you don't know where the next tsunami will hit?
You're absolutely right about that. There's a lot going on with the earth changes, and it will be continuing for a while now. So it really is the most important time to get connected. It's just as if you were jump-starting a car. You have to have the positive and the negative in order for that battery to start, right?
True.
So it's the same thing with us. We have to have, we've heard this word before, oh, they need to be more grounded. I need to get grounded. Well, that grounding is through the earth, and you connect up to that power. And when you're making choices based on whether it be moving or anything in your life, base it on making that connection and then how it feels to you. Don't think too much about it. As you said, you go with how it feels. Does it feel right? First you connect, then you see if the battery's working, then you start the car and you drive.
And then you can go, I guess, with your sort of, like you're talking about, intuition here. So whatever comes to you as sort of the first intuitive yes, because then what happens is people get a lot of doubts that are coming through intellectual
Yeah,
issues.
Don't think too much.
Right. So that's
right.
That's a very, very good suggestion.
Well, we get stuck in our brains a lot, don't you think? We do. We analyze things, and that is a part of it. There are always, just think about the car again. The battery is the connecting exercise. That's what, you can't drive a car without the battery. The battery makes it go. So you connect to the universe, and that's what makes it go. But there are a lot of other components to the car that make it go, too. So you have to eat well. You have to get lots of sleep. You have to get exercise. You have to be true to who you are. And those are all the other parts of the car. But, you know, there's an old expression that says, God can't drive a parked car, which I love that. It's like, just move. Just do the connecting, get the battery started, put the key in the ignition, and then follow your instincts.
That is a very clear and excellent way that people can project themselves into another state of mind in order to help them with their own life challenges. Now, we're going to take just a few-minute break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and when we come back, Sandy, we're going to continue. You have so many topics about animals, finance, and career, which is so big right now, health, which is always so important. So we will talk a lot more about your guidance right here on The Natural Nurse, and Dr. Z will be right back with more.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
For the most incisive analysis on the state of our planet from a black left perspective, join me, Glenn Ford, and my colleague, Nellie Bailey, at Black Agenda Radio, right here on the Progressive Radio Network. We bring you the full scope of reality as we and our interlocutors see it every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Black Agenda Radio, the place to get oriented to the black left worldview on the Progressive Radio Network.
Listen to your favorite PRN show in your car or when you're out for a jog? You can download any show on the archives at any time. Visit the archives at progressiveradionetwork.com/archives. We can also be found in the iTunes store under Progressive Radio Network. All our archives are free, so go ahead and check them out. Thanks for listening to the Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned to stay informed.
Cohen Show brings you the hidden truths behind the stories that affect us all and gives you the information you need to build freedom, community, and a much better world. This is Bert Cohen. My past shows include The New Media Power of Comcast, Socialism for Wall Street Only, and How to Empower Your Own Community Over Corporate Interests. For archives, go to ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com and listen to The Bert Cohen Show every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive RadioNetwork.com. The Bert Cohen Show. There's really nothing like it.
Hi, you're listening to Bhavani, and I'd like to welcome you every Wednesday on the Progressive Radio Network to join me for my show called I Eat Green, where every Wednesday we will talk about eating healthy and eating sustainably for our planet. So join me every Wednesday from 5 to 6.
This is Barry Farber with the best self-improvement advice you've ever had or ever heard. Learn a foreign language. Sounds impossible? Give me a chance to prove it. I'm Barry Farber. I can guide you to mastery of any language in the world quickly, easily, inexpensively, and at home. You will grow culturally, linguistically, intellectually, commercially, professionally, even romantically. Get that smile off your face. It happened to me. Listen to the Barry Farber Language Club for details. Wednesday mornings right here on the Progressive Radio Network. Every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. beginning March 23rd.
This is John Mappaport. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on PRN, I'll be revealing secrets, deceptions, and hoaxes of the medical cartel. I've been covering this waterfront for 30 years as a reporter, and I know where the bodies are buried. With guests and commentary, I'll rip open the lid on vaccines, psychiatric drugs, the FDA, pharmaceutical companies, germ research, and media cover-ups. Don't check your brain at the door. Tune it up. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern on PRN. The John Rappaport Show.
Progressive Radio Network, celebrating 5 years of independent news.
On the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and we are part of the lineup, the show lineup that's on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. Best place to get your progressive information and all kinds of exciting shows that are there 24/7 on the archives. Today we're right here live, and we're here with Sandy and Sandy Athey. That's S-A-N-D-I-A-T-H-E-Y, sandyathey.net. I am viewing her website, and you can too during the show, because she's referring to the fact that she has so much content listed there that you can just automatically use to help yourself with your own psychic development. And you also can get in touch with Sandy to find out what's going on with you in terms of a love life problem, challenges with finances, or a career that just isn't panning out. She can give you helpful tips to help you get back on track. And thank you so much for joining us today on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Thank you so much for having me. You are among, you have a great lineup. Terrific shows. I was listening during the break there.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Thank you so much for the information that you're putting out there for everyone.
Yeah, we've been doing this a long time. I've been doing radio since the 1980s and holistic medicine since 1964.
1964?
That's correct. And so I've been doing it really a very long time, and my children, who are almost 40, were raised with only organic food, etc. So this is a deep and involved topic for me, and I see you do also look at the important things in terms of linking to health.
Oh, that's my you just hit my button there, Ellen, about the food. Oh my gosh, yes, that is a real passion of mine, is eating organic and teaching people about the importance of what they put in their bodies, and the health benefits of it are incredible, aren't they? It makes such a difference.
It's just almost of shame that so many people suffer needlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the truth is there. Mm-hmm. When I became a nurse, which was in 1973, doctors said to me, oh, what you eat has nothing to do with your health, which is just an obscene, absurd, and not true. And yet even today, if we look at the foods that are promoted on TV and the way that people's intuition and psyche are being influenced by images that lead them to toxic addictions, what can people do to actually move so that their own intuitive influences allows them to choose a healthier lifestyle?
Well, sometimes they have to reach the tipping point. Don't you think so?
Yes.
That there has to be an illness or there has to be something to move them in that direction. But when I do watch a minimal amount of television, but I do check it out to see what's going on out there. And seeing the number of people that are ill and overweight, and I just want to get on there and say, just eat healthy food. Just eat organic food. It makes sense. If you think about it logically, the body is not built to process. We talk about the radiation, and people are concerned with that now with the earthquakes and whatnot. Well, sure, you don't want to take radiation in your body. You don't want to take mercury in your body, all these things that we're told. Well, that's logical. But when you start reading the ingredients on some of these foods, you can't pronounce them. Why would you want to put that in your body? And I think it's visual. I think it's because it looks like food. And there's also an addictive factor to it. I agree with you. Did you ever see the movie Super Size Me?
Yes.
You know that movie?
Reference, yes.
And he talks about, look what happened to him in 30 days. I didn't think he would get that ill in 30 days. For everyone listening, you might want to check that out. It's called Super Size Me, and it's a documentary about a young man. He was a young man, 27 years old, I believe. And he decided that he was going to eat nothing but McDonald's food for 30 days. And he did, and by, I think it was day 27 or 28, the doctors literally wanted to put him in the hospital, remember? Because he was on death's door at that point. His entire system was shutting down from eating fast food and drinking sodas. And he gained a lot of weight, and he talked a lot about the addictive factor, where he felt like after about a week or so, he had to have it. And I think that's a chemical addiction. Don't you think so?
Absolutely, it is, because of a lot of the additives, such as the many disguised ways that MSG mm-hmm. is put into food, which is a neurotoxin and agitates the neurological system and does become an addictive molecule.
It does. And also in cosmetics, there are a lot of interesting ingredients. I've learned a lot about lotions and things. Well, you know, our skin is our biggest organ. So I just use organic oils. I have beautiful skin, but I don't use any of those commercial products because I've learned about that, and the FDA doesn't regulate any of this. So we are really up, it's really up to us to make constructive choices for ourselves and our families. And I always say, if it doesn't rot in your refrigerator, or your grandmother doesn't recognize it as food, or you can't pronounce the ingredients, don't eat it. And most importantly, everyone listening, eat organic fruit or anything that is sprayed with a pesticide where it can seep into the food. Even if you wash it, it doesn't wash off the chemicals. And these chemicals get in your body, and your body doesn't know how to process them, and the illnesses come as a result of that, and maybe just not feeling well, or all kinds of maladies can come from it. But use your instincts and go towards the earth. If Earth Mother makes it, if she grows it on a tree, or if it comes out of the ground or in the ground, you know, potatoes or carrots or, you know, things like that, then go ahead, enjoy it and eat it and have a good time. Eat as much as you want, too. That's the fun thing about eating organically, Alan. I find that so much fun. I eat whatever I want as long as it's organic.
Well, besides organic, true, being also whole food, because unfortunately there's a lot of things that are organic, but they're still highly processed. But I know what you
that's
mean, like whole
too.
Food.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. Whole, if it comes off the tree or it comes through the ground, then go ahead and eat it. But make sure that it's from an organic farm. And then back to the earth, because we're circling back around, that's going to help her as well. And that's a lot of, I do believe that the earth goes through changes, just like we do. We go through changes every day. Our skin isn't the same every day. Our hair grows. We go through changes, and so does she. So this is part of her natural process, but I also believe that you can be healthy as you age. You can eat organically. You can use things that are healthy for you. And I see that on a bigger scale with the earth as well, that if we are nice to her, then she's going to age more gracefully and probably not have as many eruptions. So it's important that it circles back around.
It's certainly a time of earth changes, as was predicted for many, many years by many psychics and mediums such as yourself.
Oh, so, I saw a lot of this happening. It started about 15 years ago. I started being shown what was going on. And they're beautiful and amazingly wonderful changes. And much love and gratitude to everyone that's having difficulties through these times. But there's always good that comes out of it, and there's a bright, bright, bright light at the end of this tunnel.
Well, that's definitely supportive of the future, and you give very specific techniques. I'm looking at your link called Connecting to the Universe.
Uh-huh.
And at sandyathey.net. That's sandyathey.net. And if anyone listening did not catch that, Sandy's show will be archived along with all of our shows at progressiveradionetwork.com, and that way you can listen to it again and find her that way. And I'm looking at the beautiful photographic documentation you did visiting a herd of buffaloes in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Ellen, that was one of the most amazing experiences. That light, I was with my producer, and we were doing a little cross-country adventure, and I got to the Black Hills, which, of course, is the spiritual center for the natives, Native Americans, and I felt right at home there. And there was a herd of buffalo that went by the car, and then they were very far away, because you don't want to get close to a herd of buffalo. And I got out of the car, and I said, I really want to do a prayer. I really want to connect here. And he, you know, knows me. He did my show for 3 years and produced it, so he knew me. And he said, sure, okay. And I didn't realize he had a camera. And I was standing quite a ways away from that herd of buffalo, and I connected, and I was having a wonderful time. You can see my arms are outstretched. Well, we came back and had the pictures developed, and we saw this light. And as I stood there, I felt it. The light went from the buffalo to the middle of the field to my heart. And you can see in the last picture that my heart is illuminated by this beautiful light.
Exquisitely,
and as I was standing there, I heard this little, look down, look down. So I looked down, and there was this rock about 5 inches long and about a half an inch thick in the shape of a buffalo, exactly where I was standing. And it was a magical, magical experience. And then to come back and see the light that had gone into my heart. And that's, the natives believe, and I do as well, that everything has a medicine. And I acquired the medicine of the buffalo on that day, which is abundance for all and wealth for everyone. The buffalo came to the Lakota back when they needed food, and they prayed for it, and the buffalo showed up, and they had food and shelter and clothing. They used every single part of the buffalo, and it's a great reminder that the Creator, all we have to do is ask, and all of our needs will be met.
So you would call that a power animal for some people, and certainly for you.
Yeah, a power totem, sure. Mm-hmm. Yep, dolphin is my main power totem, but I have the buffalo and also a crow cross my path. I have beautiful crow feathers, and I have lots of cat medicine, fox and that kind of thing where I can move through the worlds. I love the animals. Well, all the medicine from nature.
And a big part of what you use your intuitive readings for also does have to do with animals. Look at that beautiful picture of you and an absolutely exquisite white shepherd.
I know.
Who is
my
that?
Phoenix. Isn't she gorgeous?
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, she's on the other side now, but she loved a photo shoot. She loved a photo shoot. So she said, please leave my picture up there. So I said, of course I will. Of course I will. I love the animals. They have so much to teach us. They're our friends and our food and our companions and our clothing. And they were such a gift to us from the Creator. And I love working with them in whatever way serves, from, why doesn't Fluffy use the litter box, to I work a lot with vets. Sometimes when they have a challenge discovering what's happening with any kind of animal, horses, dogs. I've worked with goats, cows, birds, parrots, all kinds of.
Now, when you say you work with, give us an example. Give our listeners an example of what that would be like if you are working with someone on an issue about their companion animal, such as a pet.
Right. Yeah, thank you for asking. I had a call last week from a wonderful lady who said, Sandy, my dog, it just keeps walking and is hyper. And I've tried all different kinds of things, and she has a rash on her, and we can't figure out what's going on, and we've gone to the vet, and we've done medications, but it doesn't really do anything. And, of course, I live in Maryland, and I'm in the north, and it was right after the snow, and I said, every time you take her out for a walk, it gets worse, right? And she said, yeah. I said, wash her paws off when she comes back in, because what she's doing is she's stepping on the road, which is covered with a chemical, to melt the snow. And she said, I never thought about that. And I said, and she's licking this, and so it's getting into her system that way, and it's on her paws, so it's going into her system. And so she started washing the puppy's paws, and the puppy's fine now. So that's a very typical.
Now, how did you get that? How did you, it just came to you, or did you?
Well, dealing with animals is really easy. Mm-hmm. It's through telepathy. Animals work with pictures. So everybody listening, if you have a companion animal, a friend of yours that maybe isn't behaving the way you'd like, put the picture in your mind. Animals respond just like we do. We're animals. We respond very well to positive reinforcement. So when my gray kitty is walking on me and I'm trying to sleep, I picture in my mind of her all curled up at my feet, sleeping peacefully, and she'll walk down and go to sleep. So you picture what you would like to have happen. You just picture it in your mind. And they will get that picture and have the intention of sending it to them. I go, great kitty, and then I just picture it in my mind. Animals most often do not respond to any kind of reprimand. Now, dogs will respond with your voice if you reprimand them with your voice. And, of course, they will respond with other types of things. But I do find that you might get a much, much better response through positive reinforcement. And it's easy. Easy, easy, easy. Put the picture in your mind and send it to them.
Well, what about cats? I mean, cats,
cats have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll do what they want. But Gray Kitty listens to me. Sometimes there are other issues with cats. Cats are very routine-oriented. They like to have the same box, the same litter. And while we're talking about cats, I'd like to take this opportunity for everyone listening to always use organic kitty litter. Do not use any clumping kitty litter. Do not use any kind of kitty litter that is processed chemical kitty litter, because it will cause them to be very, very sick. Again, they'll lick it off of their paws. It makes sense, Ellen. If you're using a clumping kitty litter and they lick it, it's going to clump inside of them. So you want to make sure. I like the pine litter. Great Kitty loves the pine litter. She endorses the pine litter. So we love that. There's also wheat. There are a lot of different things. So test out and see what your kitty cat likes. But it's important to do that for the kitty cat, for you, too. I had a client a month or so ago who had terrible allergies, and she and her cat were going through some really difficult times. And I had her change the kitty litter, and now they're both feeling better. Because as the cat would scratch in the box, it would release the toxins. And then she would smell them and have a reaction, and so would the cat.
Well, so, you have right on your website a totally free book, which is beautiful.
Yes. Thank you.
Called Animal Medicine and How It Applies to You. And I just clicked on it. It opens right up. And you talk about, psychic healing. And, you know, so many people are quite tuned in to various aspects of their animal self or their companion animal, or, as you say, look at all these things you talk about in terms of everyday conversations, busy as a bee, dog day, afternoon, sly as a fox. What is our connection to animals? Do you think it has to do with evolution or more with, you know, a psychic connection?
Well, I think we're connected to everything. Whether it be trees or animals or plants or each other, everything is connected. So it depends on how you foster the relationship. You know, I have a connection to my brother. I have a brother that lives in Hawaii. I feel closer to him than I do to a lot of other people, but that isn't because I see him more often. It's because I foster a connection with him. And I foster a connection with Great Kitty, and I foster a connection with my sister Melinda. And the more we foster a relationship with the Creator, with Earth Mother, with any relationship, then we have a strong connection. So it just depends on what you're drawn to. I love the animals, and I'm very drawn to them, and I know a lot of other people are too. So it back to your intuition. What are you drawn to?
Now, in terms of working on our own intuition, which you give great tips about and exercises how to do that. Let's say somebody feels that they're having trouble with financial abundance because so many people have lost their job, for instance. How would someone approach that, since it has so much to do with survival in the mundane world besides what's going on in more of the spiritual sense?
Well, we are spiritual beings having a physical earth walk, and it's really nice and comforting to know that spirit connection is always there, that we are spiritual beings. And everything in the physical begins in the spirit, and then it manifests itself in the physical. Just like a baby coming to earth, right? It's a spiritual connection, and then it comes to earth, and it's made spiritual. So everything starts in the spirit. So I would really like to take this opportunity to remind people about the words we use. Very, very important. The universe hears every single thing we say and gives us every single thing we ask for, which, again, is quantum physics. So you want to make sure that, well, first of all, the Creator doesn't discern for you either. Now, if you go to my media page on there, Ellen, there's a link to New Energy Media. And there on New Energy Media is a DVD and a CD set that I did with meteorologist Tony Pan, where we talk about the Law of Attraction. Or you can go to the Law of Attraction page, actually. And it's on there as well, where I talk about the words. The words are so important. If I walk around saying my immune system is strong, my immune system is strong, my immune system is strong, that's exactly what it's going to be. If I say something else, that's exactly what I'm going to get. It's important to watch your words. So if you're looking for financial abundance, I don't know if you've gone to that Law of Attraction page, but there's a simple exercise. I love simple exercises. There's a simple exercise: broadcast, believe, receive.
That's nice.
And it's so easy. There's a CD and a DVD that you can click right on there and purchase through New Energy Media. And it talks about the broadcast, believe, receive. You put out to the universe through your words and your actions what it is you would like to have. Opposites are very effective. They're now finding, doctors are doing this research into what happens with the brain when we do a simple opposite. I have abundance. I have lots of money. I have everything I need. The brain responds to that, creates a different pathway, and the universe hears it and then creates a different pathway. So you change your mind, you change the words you use, which is the broadcast, then you have faith. You know that what you're broadcasting will be heard, just like on a radio. You click around to the different stations, and you find one you like, and you stay there, and it will be heard. And then you wait for clues. You wait for the abundance. You watch for emails. You listen for someone saying something. You watch and see what the universe brings in your path. Follow your intuition, and bam, there you have it. And, of course, the old expression, when one door is closed, another one opens. I always believe that as well. There are always opportunities through adversity.
Right.
It just depends on your perspective.
We started you on your path as well. So that's
exactly. I walk my talk here, Ellen. I walk my talk.
And that's very beautiful that you actually have something that's very easy to understand, describing the law of attraction through the use of broadcast, believe, receive. That's a very good idea. I also like to recommend that people make a visual, so their own little movie in their own mind, of already attaining that which they desire.
Act as if you already have it.
Exactly.
I love that. Oh, all those little tricks that you do with your brain. The brain is so powerful.
Of course, if we're involved in this kind of communication, you know, with intuitive guidance, not everything we get is exactly clear. Like, you even talk about how can you ignore certain spirit communications and heighten your sense of discreteness about what feels real.
Well, discernment is huge, huge. And everyone has to discern for themselves what is right for them. I am such an advocate for whatever works for you. You know, and I have a disclaimer, as long as it's legal and it doesn't hurt anyone else, you know what I mean, all of those things too. But, hey, if that feels good to you, go for it. There's something for everyone, and that's what's so exciting in the world that we live in and the world that we've been given and all the gifts that we have here. We have free choice, we have free will, and we have a whole mall here of the earth of things that we can do and have and be. It's so exciting.
Yes, that's so true. And, oh, boy, we've actually come to the end of the time that
it went so fast.
We have together right here on Progressive Radio Network, The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And I do want to tell our listeners that you have been listening to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. And you can find out more about our beautiful psychic guest today by going to her website at sandyathey, that's sandyathey.net, or you can always visit us at naturalnurse.com or at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, The Natural Nurse, and as always, we are wishing you the best. Stay healthy.